Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean.
To Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and I'm your host, joined by our co-host, Craig Cook. And I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. So just to recap, My Empowered World is here to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience. And we hope you achieve this by providing empowering experiences through content, products, tools, and services that elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to check out our website at MyEmpoweredWorld.com and sign up for our free daily empowerment emails. And also follow us on our social network channels on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that will get you connected into our ecosystem and empower your world daily. Also, we're excited to announce that we do have our e-commerce store launched. So we've got some My Empowered World hat and t-shirts that you can wear while you're going to yoga, just going for a run or working out at the gym or just hanging out at the house. Some cool gear and help represent My Empowered World. And so if anyone has any questions tonight, please feel free to put them on our Facebook wall. And if we don't answer them on the show, we will get to them later. Either tomorrow or the next day, we can just kind of start a thread of conversation about the show if anyone has any questions. And we'd love to connect with all of our Facebook followers, and that would be a fun way for us to all kind of recap tonight's show. We've got our co-host, Craig Cook. How are you doing tonight, Craig?
Doing pretty good, Evan. Just, getting through the week and lots of things going on, but all is good. And I'm just feeling pretty empowered thanks to technology, being able to actually be on the show while I'm on the road. So, hey, it's all good.
Hey, that's awesome. Isn't that great? That's the cool
yeah,
thing
about
great. The platform. It's really cool. It's funny that we had one guest one time, remember Lauren, she had just got done surfing, and she would just jump on the radio show. That's pretty cool that technology can do that. She had just gotten done surfing, and she goes, "Hey, guys, what's going on? I just got done surfing, and I'm talking to you guys on this radio show." It's just pretty cool. So,
yeah, she was sitting right on the sand. Yeah, that was awesome. I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. Well, we've got a great guest tonight, and her name is Alexandria Roach, and we're really excited to have her on the show. We actually got the opportunity to meet her a few weeks ago up in Manhattan Beach. And she is a holistic health coach, a public speaker, and she's got a book that she wrote called Healing the Military Soul, and that was published in 2014. And she's also got a book that she's currently working on. You can check out some of her articles on My Empowered World because she's a My Empowered World contributor. So tonight, on tonight's show, we will be discussing ways to stay balanced and live a healthy, well-rounded life. So I want to welcome Alexandria to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you, Evan and Craig?
Yeah, doing good.
Hey, we're doing good. Doing good. Well, let's get right into it. We've only got 30 minutes. The show goes very quick. And so why don't you just give us some background about yourself, kind of let our audience kind of know about you and what you specialize in, and then we'll kind of jump into some questions.
Yeah, so, well, originally, and you probably, you and your guests or listeners will hear my accent, and some of them might ask, where is she coming from? I get that quite often. So originally I'm from Germany, and I met my husband over in Germany when he was stationed there, and so he was military and just recently retired from the military. And the job, I actually used to work in the media industry in Germany and was a journalist myself. And I did do radio and TV talk shows as well over there. But then, you know, we had three children and had our family, and I was home for 10 years as a stay-at-home mom. And that was about the time when it happened that I kind of got a glimpse at my family. I kind of took a step back and looked at my family, and I was like, yeah, you know what? We're not doing so well. Like, my kids were always sick, and I always had headaches and back pain and, you know, all that stuff going on. And I'm like, you know, we should be in the prime time of our lives. We should be fit and energetic, right? And love to go out and do stuff. And there was what I saw was not what I wanted to see, you know. And that's when I decided, you know what, I should see how I can figure this out by myself. And that's when actually the Institute for Integrative Nutrition kind of popped up on my screen. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go back to school and become a holistic health coach to heal my family, really, at first, which was quite funny, because when I saw that it worked, that's when I'm like, oh, I need to share the message. And that's when also when people came back to me and said, you know, just stop talking to us, and you know,
yeah,
it was funny. But anyway, yeah, that's how it all started, the transformation.
So can you tell me exactly what you're doing with this holistic, health and how it all works? And can you kind of maybe explain it to us in more of how you're doing it on a professional level? And
yes. So as a holistic health practitioner, I work with my clients on a six-month basis, which means that, you know, we have an initial, health history intake, where we look at the health history of the patient, and then we look at where are their goals. So do they want to lose weight? Do they want to, cut their stress level down? What are their goals, right? And the beauty of a health coach is that we can really take that time. Often when you go into the medical field, there is just a limited amount of time that the doctor can spend with his or her patients. And as a coach, I can really go into more detail and into more depth and see where are the true, you know, problems that we maybe want to address, and where does the client want to go. So that's the approach that I take as when I work with my personal clients. And then I also, you said before, you mentioned that my book was called Healing the Military Soul. So there is, you know, my connection with the military through my husband and through my year-long work with the military and military families. And that's where I actually did some research, and I was granted from the University of Illinois to use their research pool, the Quality of Life Index. So I had a group of soldiers that I worked with, and we measured their quality of life before I started working with them, so before their program. And then 3 months later, so their program was 90 days, and after that time frame, we measured again, and we actually had pretty amazing and incredible results coming from that. I want to go back a little bit to the question of what do we specifically address, or what do I address in my clients. And so it's not only nutrition, but we look at few other areas, which are physical activity, spirituality, we look at the career, and we look at the relationships of the people. And the example that I like to use is usually, for example, you go to the gym every day and you eat really healthy and buy all organic food and really, you know, stay healthy. However, you might go to a job every day that's very stressful, or where you, you know, have maybe your relationship at home is not healthy. So overall, seeing you will not, you know, the end result will not be a completely healthy and vibrant being. Where, you know, and this example works the other way exactly around. So, for example, you're super successful at work and, you know, love your career and love your family and your home environment, but maybe your, you know, food choices are not the best, or you don't go exercise, then once again, that complete holistic, right, that whole healthy being will not be the end result. So that's kind of, as a health coach, you know, we look at all those areas.
Right.
So you're looking for balance in all those areas, it sounds like, correct?
Correct, correct.
Right, right. I wrote another quick question. How, with the approach being different with the doctors, say a traditional doctor, how's the media recognizing this? Is there much attention paid to it? Is it a trend that people are starting to discover and learn about, a more integrative, holistic approach nowadays? What do you think?
I hope so, certainly. I do believe that, you know, that people... Oh, that's a hard question. It's a good question. I really hope, and I do see that people want a more holistic approach, or they feel like there is a deeper need for, I think, healing on a deeper level. And you know, so I don't want to condemn our medical field, which I think it has its, you know, it has its goods. And, you know, if obviously if I get in a car accident and I need to be stitched back up together, that's, you know, it's perfect. Right. I want doctors. We need them. Right. But I think there are so many conditions or, you know, illnesses and that we could address on a more holistic way, and the way we nourish our body and the way we behave and just the lifestyle choices that we do make. And that's where a health coach can come in. So I think there is a, you know, the medical field and the health coach industry or a good coach, they can coexist. You know, there's almost like a symbiosis between the two.
Right. It wouldn't be an integrated approach if it wasn't, right? Or a holistic
approach. Correct. Correct.
Very good. I think Evan had a question. You had a question, Evan, right?
Yeah, let's go to a station ID break, and then we'll be right back on Empowering Radio.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Visit us at myempoweredworld.com. Become a subscriber and get daily inspirational messages delivered to your inbox.
And we're back on Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com and with our guest, Alexandria Roach. And we are discussing some great things about staying balanced in your health. And so my question is, you know, it really comes down to, you know, health is both, you know, physical and a mental thing. And, you know, how do you work with your clients to try to, you know, work through those struggles? Because I know it's, you know, it's a constant battle, and maybe you can kind of give us some insights on some of the way that you would work with someone, and or maybe people that are trying to understand that the physical and mental are both related. You know, maybe you could... Because I know if my mental is not there, or I'm so bogged down with my work that it helps, it takes away from my you know, physical side of things. You know, it's like a constant balance,
yes.
Balancing act. You know,
yes.
And and for me in general, like I, you know, I've got some friends that I'm really close with, and you know, it's, and sometimes we get a project or something, or I see them get a project, and then they even say, hey, Evan, my health has really deteriorated because I had a job that really, you know, so took me away from my fitness. And I, you know, so maybe you can give us some insights on how you would, you know, work with someone or suggestions or kind of insights to that.
Mm-hmm. So first, I think it is really important to understand how powerful the mind really can be or is. So where it at, mm-hmm. it can totally propel us forward, right? So if, like you said, you're maybe engaged in an exciting project or, you know, doing something exciting with your friends, and that's something where, for example, though, when we say, oh, we're positively stressed, right? It's something where our mind, our drive, our passion just propels us forward. But the mm-hmm. same can also be where the mind can hold us back. And this example that I'm bringing up does not stem from me, but I once, you know, was at a workshop, and there was a lady, and she did a short visualization with us. And she asked us to close our eyes and envision that we would walk through an orchard, through a lemon orchard. So we had all those beautiful trees with, you know, they were full of lemon. And we would walk up to a tree and pick a lemon and look at that beautiful lemon in our hand and then cut the lemon open. And the juice of the lemon would just run down the fingers, and then we would take a bite of that lemon. And mm-hmm. so many people in that room just felt their mouth, you know, the saliva build up in their mouth and the mouth water. And right. So, and I really, really like that example because it, so many people, this works right away. And so think about it, how powerful. I mean, we just talked for 30 seconds about lemons and how to bite into a lemon, and you have a physical response in your body, right? So I think that is just a perfect example how powerful our mind is. So when, you know, when I work with my clients, we really, you know, so often I have clients that say, okay, I want to lose weight, for example, right? But we need to really dig deep and see what is the cause. Like, am I really not eating the right things, or am I maybe emotionally eating, right? Or am I bored when I'm eating? Or what that connection is very it's real, but it's also so, it can be on so many different levels. I want to bring up another example, and that's completely from a different perspective. So, for example, yeah. people who struggle with depression or anxiety or PTSD, right? So
which is very common.
Yes, very common, and struggles obviously concerning the mind and the you know, emotional body. However, new research has come up in the yoga field where, you know, for example, YogaFit is, and I'm trained through them in their Warrior Yoga series. So what they're doing is we're targeting the psoas muscle in the body, which is connected to the vagus nerve, which the vagus nerve is connected to all the organs in the body. So we're connected physically, targeting through yoga exercises that psoas muscle to target trauma release, which again connects to the mind. So, you know, that physical and mind connection is just, you know, always there and so powerful and can be tapped in so many different ways and fields and areas.
Wow, amazing. Now, you're also, in addition to your experience with yoga, your experience with Tai Chi and Reiki and Qigong, I believe, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. Could you tell us how that works into your practice?
I do have private clients who do not only want to see me as a health coach where we talk a lot about nutrition and all the other spectrums I mentioned before, but also they want to learn a little bit more about alternative physical, you know, exercises. But then mostly I like to combine yoga and Tai Chi also when I teach at retreats or at workshops, where we have maybe a week-long workshop where we, you know, we wake up with a morning yoga or a Tai Chi at the beach or, you know, something like that. And then you go into your workshops and into your day of learning and experiencing new things. And so, again, I think yoga and Tai Chi, and which are both based on, you know, the Eastern philosophy of the energy flow in the body, where the chi or the prana, as we, you know, the life energy, the life force, needs to flow freely through the body. And when there are blockages there, that's when you get sick. So we were trying through the exercises and through breathing techniques to let the prana or the chi, the energy, flow freely in the body and therefore create or promote healing. And that, of course, again, goes right along with, you know, the holistic approach of health. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. How much success have you seen in integrating that with your practice with people?
A lot. So again, I want to tell a funny story. It's when I work with my soldiers, and they are, you know, when I come in first and tell them, yeah, let's do some Tai Chi or some yoga, they look at me and like, excuse me, we're soldiers, you know, we don't, we're like strong men and we're trained to perform and we don't want to lay down on the mat. And, but after just a few weeks, it's like, it's almost like flipping a switch, and they see the benefits, and then they see that their balance increases, their flexibility increases, and where, you know, they've been trained hard and their bodies have been, you know, very fit. However, they've been, you know, fit maybe in cardio fitness, or their extremities are very strong. However, often we see that the core needs to be, core is very weak and is lacking, and, you know, and again, flexibility or balance. And so when they see that actually their performance enhances through also those, you know, bringing in those alternative exercises, then they really like it, and they really, you know, they want more, and they want to learn more about that wholesome approach. So the outcomes and the results have been great, awesome, really.
Very cool. Evan, you probably have some more questions, I imagine, right?
Yeah. My question was, you know, you talk about the purpose in life and how can we find it. If maybe you could just kind of talk about that a little bit more in more depth.
Yeah, that's a good question. The purpose in life. I almost want to go back to that. For me, really taps into almost like spirituality or learning how to read your own body. And when I look at myself personally, I'm a very intuitive person. I really go by my gut feeling. I want to, you know, what we call that gut feeling. And that to me is a perfect indicator if I'm pursuing my right passions and my authentic self, you know, my true inner self or not. Because my gut feeling is either telling me, hey, you know, maybe this is not so good what you're doing, or, man, this is awesome, just move forward. So I think learning to read your body and reading, you know, your feelings can tremendously help us with seeing if we're in alignment with ourselves and with our true passion and true purpose, that life purpose, right? Because, I mean, everyone is looking for that life purpose. And I think as a human being, that's what we truly are searching for in life, right? Is that belonging, that purpose, that why are we here? Why, you know, what is our purpose? Right? I mean, I think, and tapping into ourselves and seeing, seeing those inner messages, I believe, can really help us guide.
It's,
you know,
like,
be a guide.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like a flow state. Once you really listen to your heart, and I feel like it creates more of a flow state, and it just feels right, and it you know, you keep going with that, and it just creates the more of that life purpose in the right direction. I totally agree with that.
I mean, it can be scary at times, you know. So when my husband, for example, when he just retired from the military after 20 years, you know, so he'd been in the military for 20 years right out of high school. And so after those 20 years, the big question was raised, what's next? Right. And whenever I asked him, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? He's like, I don't know. And, you know, and people come up with, I mean, our family and our friends, they come up with all sorts of ideas. And, well, obviously the next step would have been to pursue another career in his, you know, where he has his degree in his field and so forth. But what we did is totally the opposite. We sold our home, we sold everything and bought a camper and bought a truck and said, okay, we're going to take time. We're going to take a gap year and hit the road. And so, as you know, we met you on the road in L.A., Manhattan Beach. We left Alaska in June last year, or this year in June, and have been traveling and on the road since. And so many people have told us, oh, you can't do that. And but it feels really good. And to my husband, I think we just talked today, and he said, you know, this trip has been really, really good. Just to make that transition easier and to, I like to call it the rat race. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in that rat race of life, of more and quicker and better and faster. And it can be healing, I think, to take a step back and really look at what do you really want from life, you know? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
What can you just tell us kind of some of those places that you've been on this journey, your journey with your family?
Yeah, so we started out in Alaska, traveled through Alaska a little bit down the Kenai Peninsula, Homer, up to Denali National Park, and then we took the Denali Highway toward Canada, the Canadian border. We went through the Yukon and then down through British Columbia. Stayed a little bit in Kamloops and Vancouver before we came into the U.S., then spent some time in Washington State, traveled the Olympic Peninsula, and actually went woofing. That's something we should maybe talk about. It.
Yeah.
And then traveled down through Oregon, California, spent quite a bit in California. I actually taught two retreats in Monterey at Asilomar conference grounds there. And then, well, we came, saw you guys in LA.
Yeah.
And then traveled through Arizona and New Mexico, went woofing again on another farm. And right now we're in Texas.
Awesome.
Cool. What's woofing?
What's woofing?
Yeah.
So woofing stands for, it's spelled WWOOF. Stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. And there is, you know, it really is worldwide, but there is a Woofing USA website where you can go on and you can become a member and you become a volunteer. And then you apply to volunteer on organic farms. And in return for your work, you usually receive room and board. And it's pretty cool and pretty exciting. We've been in Washington. We were at a goat farm at Left Foot Farms in Eatonville, Washington, which was just a super awesome, neat experience. They had, I think, 140 goats, and we learned how to milk and process milk and make cheese and shave the udders and clip the hoofs and trim them and just all sorts of crazy things.
Wow. What a great experience for the family.
What's that?
What a great experience for the family. That's awesome.
It was wonderful. I mean, you know, we have our three children traveling with us, and we just learned so much. And the farm in New Mexico, they had aquaponics and hydroponics and had their organic garden. And it's just an amazing way of learning. You know, I always said I do not only want to preach, but I want to be authentic and live the life that I preach to live, right? And
yeah, right.
So I wanted to learn a little bit more about how do we grow our food and how do we, you know, live that or nurture that healthy lifestyle. So, yeah, that's where we are at right now, my family and I.
Well, Alexandra, we're running out of time. I want to our followers to where they can learn to where they can follow you on your journey and your family, and they can get in touch with you and learn more about you. If you could maybe give us some your website and some of your social channels where people can connect with you and learn more about you and follow your family on their journey, that would be. If you could kind of let us know what, yeah.
Sure. So my website is just my name. So it's www.alexandraroach.com. So it's without the I, alexandraroach.com. And then on Facebook, I'm Facebook, Twitter, under coach_Alexandra. Then what else? Instagram. I have all the, you know, LinkedIn, and maybe if it's interesting, I do have a small blog or page on Facebook for our travel, for our trip, where people can follow us. It's called Journey of a Lifetime, and it's facebook.com/ Roach Lifetime Adventure. So my last name and then Lifetime Adventure, and that's how people can find us and follow us.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, Alexandra, well, thank you for so much for being on the show tonight. We really enjoyed having you, and I know Craig and I really enjoyed meeting you. Yeah, we really enjoyed meeting you and Jason up in LA, and we look forward to continuing our journey with you at My Empowered World and continuing to empower others and just give them the inspiration and knowledge to just to keep going through life and you know, the inspiration that we're going to continue to give everyone. So I really appreciate you being on the show. And Craig, do you have anything else?
I just want to say thanks for supporting the empowering gear, too, in your photos that you've been posting.
Yes,
awesome.
Definitely. We love to take pictures with our My Empowered World hats and T-shirts. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. We love it.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thanks, Alexandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Life is-